Yeah. All right, Cooper Webb, 450 Supercross winner. You said you're waiting on this. McElrath, that's
not a boy.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. You were on it tonight. Dream come true?
Oh, for sure, man. It's it really is. I mean, to do it the way in a Triple Crown and win two and, you know, it's for sure a dream come true. I mean, after the last 2 years and, you know, last weekend even, and it's just crazy that it happened this quick. This year, my goal was to win a race and third round. So it's pretty incredible and definitely makes me appreciate things, and the hard work's paying off, and just glad that these boys believed in me.
Yeah, you were on our show in the fall, and you gave a great interview as usual and talked about how you're rebuilding and you're getting back and you're not a guy yet and you got to work on things. But, hey, have you checked the point standings? You're a guy.
I know, and that's that's our goal, like I said, was to really, this is a rebuild year. And so, like I said, for me to win a race, the third one, and, I mean, yeah, I guess I'm close in points, but it's cool. Like I said, I think for me, I knew once I won one, I'd have that confidence, and that's what we talked about. And so it's awesome. And like I said, to do it after adversity and come from, I mean, I hadn't even been on the podium in a long time, so to do it this way is pretty special.
What do you like about the bike so far? Obviously, your starts have been good, but you've been fast in some qualifying practices. What are you gelling with on this KTM?
Man, and it's hard to pinpoint one thing. It's just, I feel like it fits me, and I'm a smaller guy. It's lighter. The engine is not as powerful. It's a lot more nimble. You can ride it like a 250, and the team and I worked on my starts all off season, and they've been good. So that, I felt like, was really holding me back before, and, you know, tonight I think my worst start was second, so it was cool. And but yeah, I mean, I think it's just a whole program between Roger, Ian, Alden, you know, these WP guys working hard. I mean, they check all the boxes, and it's motivating to be on a team like that will do whatever it takes.
I sat next to Filthy in the press box all night. He called your win before the first one. I swear to God, he called it. He said, Webb's going to get this. Coop's going to get this. And I'm like, seriously, I'm like, whatever, Phil. Like, you're an idiot, Phil. And, dude, I don't know. He was so stoked for you all night. Somehow he knew about it, and he told me, it's just going to take one for the kid.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that's what even the whole team's told me. You know, once you get that taste again, the belief is there. And like I said, for me, after that first one, just running up there again, getting used to the pace, actually winning, I feel like a whole new person. And so yeah, it's cool. It is very special. It hadn't, I don't think, set in yet. But, yeah, we'll keep digging and keep going.
Now, Roxy made a mistake in that rhythm that allowed you to pull up alongside him. Did you have a plan before that, though? Did you have some sort of thing you were going to unleash on him?
Yeah, it worked out. Like, I was going to go for that corner. I mean, obviously, it would have probably been pretty aggressive, but it worked out because I was going right after he made the mistake anyway, so it kind of made it easy. And then I knew the last turn would be tricky. I was trying to listen and know if he was going to try to block past me or cut underneath, and there was a lapper. So, yeah, played it pretty good. And, I mean, it was a sweet race. To have it come to two turns to go was awesome.
What's Carlos like to work with? Obviously, been Dunge's guy forever. You know, Davey's guy before that. What's he like as a mechanic?
Dude, he's awesome. I mean, he's just so smart. And, I mean, all these guys, I think, for me, it's more than the bike. It's more than the team. They've matured me and really made me a better person and really worked on my flaws and, you know, just got me back to where I need to be and learning. And he's awesome, man. He's so knowledgeable. He loves the sport. He studies, I think, harder than anybody. And so it's cool. I mean, to be working with him, to me, he's one of the greatest mechanics there is. So I'm pretty stoked to be able to work with him. And tonight he kept calm and just said, hey, just focus, keep focusing. He was right on it.
Look, we don't know how this is going to go for you. You got to win here, so it's a long way out, but Alden Baker's program, it's working again with another guy.
I'd have to say so. I mean, damn. So, yeah, I think, like I said, for me, it's a whole effort from everybody. But the whole Alden, once again, another guy, he's really helped me mentally and physically. And it's just such a solid group and guys that push me to be the best. And I mean, that's this week after I was pretty disappointed last week, and we went to Florida and Alden got on me. And you know, it's easy, I think, for us to at be professional athletes, and we get, I shouldn't say soft, but we think we're the shit and can't be told anything. So for me to be able to learn from these guys and absorb it, I think has been beneficial. And yeah, he made me my whoops were terrible the last 2 weeks, and we hit whoops about 100 times this week. So you know, it's cool.
Awesome, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.